Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Well, as always, it's our weekly slot where we talk to members of the public who are involved in clubs who do wonderful work throughout the community. And this week, it's the turn of St. Mochta's Football Club. And I'm delighted to be joined by the Director of Football, Colin Hawkins. Good morning, Colin. How are you?
Good morning, Reggie. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, listen, it's a pleasure to have you on talking to us and telling us about your wonderful club. And with that in mind, give us a little bit of the history of St. Mochta's.
Yeah, so briefly, I've been involved with the club for the past 7 or 8 years. I came in here as director of football. Brendan Kennedy had been here before me, so I took over that role 7 or 8 years ago. So I suppose I'm only just passing through, if you like, because the club is here 75 years. This year is a big anniversary year for the club, so there's lots of things planned during the summer in terms of dinner dances and exciting things like that for everybody to get involved. But 75 years it's been here. We're on the Portistown Road in Dublin 15, and massive club. It's exploded very quickly, and I'm looking out here this morning. There's a lot of development in the area, so there's going to be more and more housing going on. So really important to have clubs, and there's a lot of clubs in the Dublin 15 area. But you know, we're more than happy what we're doing here, and we're doing things well, and we cater for, I'd say we've about 600 to 700 kids in total, if you include the Little Saints Academy that's on every Saturday morning. So there's a we cater for everybody, and huge numbers coming here.
I know from my own rugby club and Gaelic club out in Greystones, the youth section is the lifeblood of these clubs, because subscriptions and you know, just numbers of people turning up, it's vital. But I mean, it's also vital that there are these clubs to provide facilities for kids in the community and somewhere for them to go, because we're hearing it as well a lot that they're lacking in so many areas now with development. There's not enough thought put into it. So with that in mind, you know, is it more towards the youth section you find that you're leaning towards?
Yeah, well, I oversee, we're now up to 36 teams, so that's nearly doubled in the last couple of years since I've been here. We've 36 teams, and really proud that we now have two girls teams, and we literally just set up our third girls team under 8. So we've an under 8, under 10 and under 11 girls team, which is hugely important with the growth in the girls game at the moment. But so we've 36 schoolboy teams, and then there's two senior teams that are playing at the very top end of the Leinster Senior League. So I don't get involved with the two seniors other than going down supporting them and watching the matches on the Friday night and Sunday morning. But yeah, the facilities is a big one, and keeping kids playing and involved in sport for as long as you can. So we always tell the kids when they come in at age 4, they start in the academy, that there's teams there when they come out of the academy. Mm-hmm. They go into the DDSL league under 7, under 8, and we have all sorts of pathways for them, whether we have a link with Shelburne Football Club, so whether they're an elite player that will go down that route. We have links with college stuff as well, so when they've done their leaving cert, we can put them towards American colleges and stuff like that. So we try and cater for everybody, but there's a pathway also all the way up to our first team, which is a really good level. It's literally just off the first division in the League of Ireland. So there's a pathway there for every kid, and every age group. We would tend to have, let's say, for example, 2014 under 10s, we would have 4 teams. So you'd have a team playing in the very top league in the DDSL, and then we would have one which we'd call, let's call it recreational or development league, where them kids are happy playing and doing really well and developing all the time, and you move them up and down as they progress.
Yeah, I know from, again, my own lads playing, that DDSL league is highly competitive, and it's huge, the scope that it has and the amount of areas that it covers, the amount of teams that it covers. It's absolutely enormous. But I suppose it's crucial as well for those kids. And I talk to Alan Cawley here on the show every week about the League of Ireland. Like, the League of Ireland seems to be growing from strength to strength. The numbers are up, the attendances are up. We've got a lot of competition. You mentioned Shelburne, they're going great at the minute. Shamrock Rovers, maybe not where they thought they'd be at the beginning of the season. They would have been favourites, and they're down the table a little bit. So there's good competition in that League of Ireland, but a lot more coverage of it as well. And as you said then, I suppose once there's a visual there that the kids can see, well, someday I might play League of Ireland for Shells, then that'll encourage them even more.
Yeah, 100%. Like, back in my day, that option wasn't really there. I grew up playing in Galway, and it was all about getting trials. And I went over to Coventry City as a young player, whereas now, with the Brexit rules, kids can't go till they're over 18. So the structures around the League of Ireland academies and the leagues is much, much better. So the likes of a move to a Shelburne is much more attractive for the players. So we do constant things with Shelburne where we send our players over to them once a month, and their coaches come and do workshops with us. So it's been a brilliant link for us, because what was happening previously, parents were moving kids left, right and centre all across Dublin to different clubs, which was ridiculous. Whereas now, if you're doing things properly in your own club and the right structure, right facilities, right environment, everybody, all the kids should be happy playing, and they'll all find their level eventually, you know. It's not all about going to Shelburne and being an elite player. We're trying to cater for everybody because we are a community club.
Now, what's the biggest challenges then within that, being a community club?
At the minute, we're probably bursting at the seams, and the weather has been a disaster. I'm glad to be on Sunshine FM, and I'm looking out at the sunshine for the first time. But seriously, the last 4 or 5 months, it is literally, you spend your week doing the fixtures, booking referees, and there's a lot of work involved in that. And then come Friday, we're literally calling everything off. And that's kind of for the 9-a-side and 11-a-side. The younger kids have been lucky because we do have an Astro here. So they've managed to play their games pretty much every week, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. But for the older teams, we have a huge backlog. So it comes down to facilities, investments, support from the FAI, I guess, where we're all looking for them full-size Astros, and there is just nowhere near enough of them around the place now. We do a big, exciting plans here at the club. I can't go into too much detail on it in the next, hopefully in the next 12 to 18 months, where hopefully we'll have the facilities we need to really push on as a club. But that's the biggest challenge for every club, is finding grass or finding Astro to cater for the kids.
You're doing wonderful work there. It's so crucial that these clubs are in existence for the kids. Thank you so much for talking to us here about St. Mochta's, and wish you the very best for the future.
Many thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.